I don't know what they call that.
Mr. Stevens said they used to say they would buy lard in bulk.
Yeah, they used to buy bulk lard. I know they used to buy that. They used to have something you carried home in, though, if they wasn't going to buy a can, because it wasn't canned up in small cans, then it was in 5 gallon cans.
They
had to have a bucket or something to put it in.
Bring their own bucket or tray or something.
They had to wear them out in a bucket or something, though, to get home in. They didn't have paper trays then and things like they got now either.
Mm-hmm. I remember the paper.
Yeah.
How did you refer to your mother and father? Did you say Mama and
Mama. Papa? Mama and Papa. That's the way we did.
Mama and Daddy or?
Mama and Papa.
Papa, mostly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And robins, blue jays, and sparrows are all just.
And what?
Robins. And
blue jays, sparrows, redbird, jewelry.
Okay, and the color of this paper is
white.
And if you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say she's a
sweet little grandchild.
if you wanted to say a female grandchild,
yeah.
She's a sweet little
girl.
And a smart little
boy.
And the wagon has 4
wheels.
The reason we ask that question is in many parts of the country, they don't say wheel, they say wheel.
I said wheel. And they had a wagon they called a Jersey wagon, and a 2-horse wagon.
A Jersey and a 2-horse.
Yeah. And one wanted to know what a Jersey wagon was. That's what they always wanted to know. Well, that was a 1-horse wagon. That's what they called a Jersey wagon here.
I see. 1-horse.
1-horse wagon was a Jersey wagon.
How many could you haul? How many could you carry in a?
A 1-horse wagon was just like built just like a 2-horse wagon, only it was just smaller.
I see. How many people could ride?
Well, several could ride in it. In a wagon. Well, they had buggies, you know. They had surreys and a 2-seated buggy and a 1-seated too. They had a 2-seated buggy. They called that a surrey. They used to have 2 horses that you could get.
And the surrey had
it had 2-horse head,
fancy
top and fairs around the thing, the top curtain to go through it.
A 90-year-old woman was telling me the other day about some kind of rubber, what'd she call it? A rubber weather robe.
Yeah, weather robe to go for you if it's raining on you, where you're driving your horses, hitched over the. They had a footboard there to the thing about that high there between you and the horse, and it would slip down over that, and you sit up there with that on you to see if you had an umbrella over you. You sit up there, and that water on it is running off, you see.
I've heard a lap robe.
Yeah, that lap robe. I've got a old lap robe here now.
That is more to keep you warm.
Yeah.
This weather robe is to keep the rain.
And you set a warm brick, a hot brick, and put down there and wrap them up and put them in the buggy down there to keep your feet warm when you're going a long ways in the buggy.
Is that right? Uh-huh. And wrap it in what?
Wrap it up in paper and things where it wouldn't burn in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you wrapped it where it couldn't get in the way, that would stay right there.
Hot brick, huh? And before he went fishing, he dug what for bait?
Bait. He got his earthworms.
And the opposite of rich is, if you're not rich, you must be
poor.
And you keep your coins in a small change
pocketbook.
Okay, or another word for pocketbook, something just keeping your in your
pocket
trouser. They call it a purse.
Yeah, some of them they call them purses.
And a boy named William might be nicknamed if he's real small.
And they call him Bill.
Or if he's real small, they would call him Billy.
Yeah, they call him Billy or Bill.
And an animal that looks like a wolf, but he's bigger and he lives in the mountains. Size of a sheepdog.